Yuma per Gimel Mishnah Tes 3:9. We now leave the para, the bull of the Kohen Gadol and his family, and we return our attention to the next step after he's done his vidui on the bull to the Seirim, the goats of Yom Kippur, which, as we'll see, there are two: one Lashem, one is brought as a sin offering to Hashem, and one is LaAzazel, one is brought to Azazel, as we'll describe more in the coming Mishnayos. The Mishnah here says, Balo lemizrach ha'azara. Now he leaves from the western section of the Azara. Remember, he was standing bein lemizbeach, between the antechamber and the mizbeach there. I'll call it on the west side, west of the altar. Now he's going to go all the way to the east side, to Shar Nikanor, the eastern gate that leads in to the Azara. And there, letzafon ha'mizbeach, on the northern side of the mizbeach, because remember, everything that happens for Kodshei Kodshim, the most holy of different animal sacrifices, must be done in the northern part of the temple courtyard. And certainly the Seir LaHashem, the goat that will be brought to Hashem on Yom Kippur, is Kodshei Kodshim. So he goes over there to the eastern gate, the northern half, where his goats are waiting for him. Hasagan miyamino, the Sagan, the number two man to the Kohen Gadol, will be at his right-hand side, and that's always the case in general. As a Kohen Gadol makes his movements around the temple complex, he's supposed to have on his right the Sagan, his deputy, to confer prestige to the Kohen Gadol. V'rosh beis av mismolo, and on his left-hand side, he is accompanied by the Rosh beis av, that means the head of the beis av. You'll recall that the Kohanim are divided into 24 different groups called Batei Av. Each beis av serves for 1 week in rotation. So Yom Kippur falls out sometime during the week, but of course the days before and afterwards there's regular avoda to be done, and that's done by the beis av, who happens to be the beis av of that week in the rotation. And each beis av had a head who was designated to be sort of be the authority figure and in charge of things. That's called the Rosh beis av, the head of the beis av. So that's the guy from this particular beis av, whoever it happened to be, who would be on the left-hand side of the Kohen Gadol. Visham shnei se'irim, over there, meaning at the eastern gate, just inside to the northern part, he would find his two goats, the two goats, one of which will be ultimately designated to Lashem, one to Azazel. Now, the reason why we have him over there is because the Pasuk in Vayikra, which requires the goats you brought in, says, "Umeis adas bnei Yisrael yikach shnei seiri izim l'chatas." You'll take two goats, they'll be for sin offering for Hashem. And the Pasuk says, further, this is all in Vayikra Tazlein, V'lakach es shnei ha-seirim, you'll take those two goats, v'he'emid osam lifnei Hashem, you will stand them up before Hashem. So before Hashem would then mean, specifically in the Azara, in the context of the temple. Pesach ohel moed, as the Pasuk says, at the entrance to the tent of meeting, that's in the Mishkan back in the Midbar, in the Psukim. If they stand there, we don't bring them all the way in to Ben Ul Mizbeach, because there's a long time going to pass, and we're concerned that while they're in there, again, they could, you know, they could do their business and make a mess, and that would not be very respectful. So we keep them at the back entrance, the eastern entrance to the Azara. And the Mishnah says further, V'kalpi Haisa Sham, there's also a box, a wooden box there, Uva Shnei Gorelot, and inside the box were two lots, like two little golden tickets, if you will, one labeled Lashem, to God, and one labeled Lazazel, to be sent to Azazel. We'll see more about that again. Shel Eshkaroa Hayu. Originally, they were made of Eshkaroa wood. Arch will translate this as boxwood. I don't know why. I'll rely on them, though. Va'asan ben Gamla Shel Zahav. And ben Gamla, this is Yoshua ben Gamla, when he became the Kohen Gadol, he upgraded them from being wooden lots to becoming golden lots. V'hayu mazkir noso l'shevach, and we recall this Ben Gamla for praise. This Ben Gamla was actually Yoshua Ben Gamla, Yoshua Ben Gamla, and he became the Kohen Gadol when his wife used her family fortune to purchase the right for him to get that position from Yana HaMelech, Alexander Janaeus. And although it's certainly not really appropriate to buy your way into being the Kohen Gadol, that's what they did. And once he had the position, he did the right thing by it. And he not only, in here, the context of the Mishnah is, he upgraded the lots used in Yom Kippur to be more dignified and more glorious, gold. But this Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla is actually famous for something much more important. He made an important revolution in the Jewish people, in Israel, and perhaps the first time this was done anywhere in human civilization, he set up a network where children will all go to school around the whole country. Prior to him, there was no obligatory school system in every city, but after him, they were, for young schoolboys at least, schools set up throughout the country of Israel, and therefore Yehoshua Ben Gamliel is certainly recalled and mentioned for shevach, for praise.